Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Healy reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Healy scores. Patek moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lee. Patek moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Blackwell moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Petrocelli. Mayberry moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. There goes Killebrew trying to get to home. Lynn throws the ball into Blackwell, who tags Killebrew, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Healy moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Healy scores. White moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae strikes out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doyle hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry catches it and throws to second to double up Petrocelli. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens pinch hits for Harmon Killebrew. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. White reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a pop-up into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carbo. The throw from Healy and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Otis hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lynn moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Petrocelli moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Steve Mingori now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Healy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Petrocelli scores. Evans scores. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Healy moves to second. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Freddy Patek. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Healy scores. White moves to third. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Roger Maurer now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-4 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-4 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Otis moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. Otis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marit fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.